This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 9, 2016. Sunrise at 5:44 a.m., sunset at 7:53 p.m. Checking out area news stories, Buck Anderson writes in the Salem News that an alert neighbor saved an elderly Peabody woman from a smoky, rapidly moving house fire Monday afternoon. 84-year-old Conchetta Marcus was home alone about 3:30 p.m. when a neighbor, Stephanie Scalise, spotted fire pouring out of the basement on the south side of her neighbor's home at 25 Baldwin Street. Marcus, who lives in an in-law apartment on the north end of the house, was getting ready to do some laundry when Scalise pounded on the door and ran in to get her out. Other neighbors rushed in to alert anyone else who might be inside, but aside from three dogs and a cat, Marcus was the only one home. Two of the dogs escaped on their own, and firefighters found and rescued the other dog and the cat, all unscathed. According to Scalise, her neighbor, Marcus, lived in the home with her son and grandson. County property records and online information indicate the house is co-owned by Conchetta and Robert Marcus. Salem News story continues. Firefighters were on scene shortly after the call came in at 3:30 p.m., and the fire was spreading rapidly, according to Deputy Chief Paul Hinchin. He said it appeared to have started in the basement on the south side of the house and spread rapidly onward and upward into the first and second floors, accompanied by heavy smoke. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com that in Peabody, Mayor Edward Betancourt Jr. has already scaled the city's political ladder. On Monday, according to Adam Swift, the mayor climbed a literal ladder when he placed a time capsule inside the base of the relocated Civil War monument in Peabody Square. The capsule coincides with the relocation of the monument as part of the downtown road reconstruction program. In June, city officials opened two time capsules that had been removed from the monument as workers prepared to move it 30 feet closer to the courthouse. Items from those 1881 and 1989 capsules are now joined by a host of mementos from this year. The Peabody Square project, including new traffic lights and a reconfigured intersection at Lowell, Main, Central, and Foster Streets, should be completed soon. Among the souvenirs of 2016 are a Peabody Tanner hat, a Betancourt for Mayor campaign sticker, which is heavily outnumbered by the Terrigian for Mayor paraphernalia, included in the 1989 time capsule, photos and newspapers from former state Senator Fred Berry, Brooksby Farm newsletters, and numerous items honoring the city's veterans. An upgraded bond rating. That is, an upgraded bond rating may soon be paying off for the town of Saugus, Bill Newell reports.
It will be a lot cheaper for Saugus to borrow money for capital improvements thanks to a bond rating, its highest level ever. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Thomas Grillo, the item's city editor, writes, the S&P Global Ratings has assigned a AA-plus long-term rating and a stable outlook to Saugus and the $6.64 million Series 2016 General Obligation Municipal Purpose Bonds. As a result of its creditworthiness, Saugus is poised to pay for long-term projects such as the parks and playgrounds, new schools, and the rezoning of Route 1. Town Manager Scott Crabtree said, this is excellent news for the taxpayers in our community as it displays concrete evidence that our appointed and elected officials and town staff are managing the residents' tax dollars responsibly, efficiently, and effectively. We can accomplish anything when we all work together respectfully and professionally as we speak in one voice for our community. The improved ratings could have a dramatic impact in savings to the taxpayers if they decide to override Proposition 2.5 for the new school, high school, middle school project that may be coming forward in a few years. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
All right, Bill, thank you. Paul Halloran writes on itemlive.com. Lynn Public School students are breathing easier thanks to a state grant designed to address asthma and other health issues. The city is in the third year of a $6 million award from the Prevention and Wellness Trust Fund. The fund was established by the legislature in 2012 to assist Bay State communities reduce health care costs by preventing chronic conditions. Lynn is one of only 9 communities and organizations statewide to receive the money, which provides funding to help mitigate chronic diseases, reduce pediatric asthma, hypertension, tobacco, and falls among the elderly. Funds directed at pediatric asthma, is having a significant impact in Lynn schools, according to nurses Jen Spina, Keith McNulty, and Deb Tanzer. About 2,000 of the approximately 15,000 students in Lynn Public Schools suffer from asthma. Of that number, 60% are considered high risk. According to Spina, the asthma resource nurse for the district, part of the grant was used to provide training for 6 school nurses to be certified as asthma nurses who received advanced training for caring for patients with pediatric asthma. They've been meeting for a year and will be resources for other school nurses. And Kate Fox from Destination Salem reports that a replica of the famous racing schooner America will be in port in Salem on August 13 and 14. The original America won the Royal Yacht Squadron's 100 Guinea Cup race around the Isle of Wight in 1851, resulting in the race being renamed the America's Cup. The United States successfully defended the trophy against all challengers until 1983, creating what remains the longest winning streak in sporting history. America owner and captain Troy Sears has embarked on an extensive tour of the East and Gulf Coasts and the Caribbean to raise awareness of the 2017 America's Cup defense in Bermuda. The tour is giving sailing fans of all ages the opportunity to visit the historic 139-foot vessel, learn about the history of the America's Cup, and set sail with the captain and the crew. The America will be stopping in Salem for the weekend of August 13 and 14, 2016. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.